And welcome back again to the magazine, heard every Thursday from 2 to 4. Nicole, of course, Breakthrough Thinking, Monday through Friday, 2 to 4, with Monday and Tuesday is Breakthrough Thinking and Business Psychology, Wednesday and Friday, Breakthrough Sports, and Thursday, the magazine, Heavy in Entertainment. And again, thank you to Joseph Iardo, for the good movie reviews and some of those contest screams. That was pretty interesting, an imitation of the chainsaw.
Absolutely. That was great. And real quick, we have another contest going on. Joseph's most recent article, of course, on BreakRadioShow.com regarding Jason Statham's new movie, Parker. So check that out. We'll also Facebook tweet it out so you can get a chance to win prize packs regarding that as well.
Well, this is going to be great. And we're real excited right now to have the publicist, actually, Andy Perez, for, and I'm going to try to say this correctly, Greg, I'll say the first thing you say, Cavalius.
You do the full thing.
Odessio.
Odessio.
Oh, like, I knew I was going to say
with an A.
Odessio.
I think the Banana Boat song, Deo.
And oh, yeah.
Odessio.
Still says my last name wrong, and of course we share the same last name.
Cavell. Now I got the first one mixed up. Anyway, go, Andy, thank you so much for being here.
You don't have to pronounce it to come see it.
Yeah, exactly. You know? But your name is easy, Andy Perez. So Greg, do it again. Let's give out the name.
Cavalius.
Good.
Odessio.
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 Okay,
yes.
I'll do the Odessio.
You know why I had Cavalius. It in my head is because I was looking on YouTube, and one of the gentlemen talking about it was saying Odessio like that. Mm-hmm. So I
yeah, you
it
taught
in my,
me that.
And I did. Earlier yeah. I said, you know, just clarifying. I'm like, oh, yeah, I believe it's Odessio. So
Cavalius Odessio.
Odessio.
How am I doing?
You're doing fantastic.
Cavalius Odessio. I'm going to just say that for the next 30 minutes.
Well, we can see
Cavalius Odessio.
We can see how long it's going to take me to start changing the pronunciation. Because sometimes I start to flip it when other people say it differently. Right.
Wouldn't that be funny if all the cast is listening and they go, welcome, and they say it the way I said it? Oh, no. They'd have to change it. Anyway, this is great because it's in Scottsdale, through January 27th? I believe?
Yes, we've extended, and now we're through January 27th. We got here a little before Christmas, and the audiences have been great. This is actually, this is our second production.
Yeah.
Our first show had been here in 2005 and 2009, and this is a whole new show, completely different than what the Valley audiences have seen.
Let's talk about what this is so people get a sense of it. Then we'll go right to a caller. Evidently that maybe she's seen the show. I don't know. We're going to find out. But it's created by one of the founders of Cirque du Soleil. So that might give you a picture of what possibilities there are. How would you describe that? Sort of a Cirque du Soleil live with horses?
That's a great description. Cirque du Soleil with horses. You know, basically, it's a huge spectacular featuring 56 horses, 43 acrobats, riders, and live musicians. And they're all performing on a stage bigger than a hockey rink.
Oh, man.
And the video backdrop of the stage is the size of 3 IMAX screens. So if you think about that, you just did your movie segment. If you think about putting all of the, you know, Life of Pi up there, you'd see it 3 times in front of you. So really, when you go into our White Big Top, your audience has seen this 10-story white tent on Scottsdale Road at the 101, you can't miss it. You know, it's there. The tent is where the performance is, and that huge stage is there, but it's a very intimate audience space. And because of the videos, you start to feel like you're actually in the action. We call the show Odessio because we go on an odyssey around the world. We go on a voyage. We go to the savannas of Africa, the deserts, an ice cave, mystical forests, tropical islands, and oddly enough, the American Southwest. There's a whole section
right?
of the show, and it looks like we're just standing outside, in Scottsdale, all around us. So.
And I hear it's high speed, flipping, bouncing, and flying. I mean, things. I hear there's 80,000 gallons of water at one point, something like that.
Yes, our idea for the show was to create like a spectacle you would see in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
You know those huge shows, and you go there and see that. But we're a touring show, so how do you do something like that? The Vegas Vegas shows stay there for years. So the technology, we were able to work with that and create an effect in the show that we flood the entire stage with 80,000 gallons of water, create a lake. All the horses are running through it. The acrobats are flipping through it, flying through it. And people can't believe it because it's the finale. It floods in like 3 minutes.
Really?
And the show's going on, you know, and you start to see the audience like going, hey, what's that? What's going on over there? And there's more water and more water. And people are like, that's water? What's going on? And then like horses are flying all over the place. And you're like, whoa, it's a lake, you know. So it's a tremendous effect. And no one has ever accomplished anything like that in a touring show.
Incredibly unique. It's got to be phenomenal to visualize that. Great.
Absolutely. Now, how much capacity could you get in per show?
2,000 audience members.
Oh,
so
nice.
It's seating for 2,000. It's very intimate because the stage is so big. It's so long and deep that people don't feel that they're very far from the action, whether they're in the front row or in the last row. And that's kind of one of the beauties about it.
Wow. Well, let's take a call. Sharon, line one, welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm here. I'm here. And I saw this show 2 years ago. I think it was 2 years ago.
Well, you actually saw our first production. That one's called just simply Cavalia. This one's Odiseo. Did you enjoy yourself?
Oh, it was absolutely the most astonishing show I've ever seen in my life. I'm a horsewoman. I've been riding since I was six. I even did about 3 months of acrobatics on horseback, so I really could appreciate the seemingly impossible stunts that they were doing, getting, you know, going under the horse, jumping from horse to horse, and getting on each other's shoulders, and it was just beyond my comprehension. There was a very magical quality to the show that it was almost surreal. It was like it was a dream.
Thank you. We often refer to our show as like a dream, both of our shows.
Oh.
Because it's unlike anything that you've seen before. You know, you can go watch a movie, or you can go watch TV, or you can go see a play, or even a Cirque du Soleil show.
Yeah.
You know, but this goes the next level. Maybe you agree, Sharon.
I absolutely agree. And I have never seen a Cirque du Soleil show. I hope to do that soon. But it was just, you know, absolutely fantastic. And I told Dave that it was the best show that I've ever seen. So
that's
I'm
great.
Looking forward to going again this year.
Great. I hope you come see our new show before you go see that Cirque show.
Yeah, that's right.
I will. I plan to come see the new show. Absolutely. It was well worth. And I don't usually, you know, spend $100 on a ticket for a show, but it was worth every penny.
Oh, that's great to hear. You know, we have a wide variety of ticket prices, too.
Yeah, what are they? Let's go over that.
We start at $30 for children and senior citizen tickets, and they can go all the way up to $150. So there's a wide range. You can sit in various points of the theater. From the show that Sharon saw, that show that had been here in 2005 and 2009, that entire production and its audience fits on Odiseo stage.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So this performance tent that we're in, the white big top, is bigger than a football field.
Jeez.
That's incredible.
So, you know, what we've been able to do is create this stage so big, but the audience area is really, you know, a small area where you're comfortable and you're right on top of things.
So there's not a bad seat in the house.
It's not a bad seat. Yeah, that's pretty great. You get to feel the, you know, sometimes you get to feel the wind of the horses galloping 30 miles an hour past you. So, and, you know, if you're in those front row seats when the lake happens, we hand out blankets.
Oh, or life jackets.
Life jackets, exactly.
Either one. Well, Sharon, thank you so much for calling in and expressing how much you like the show.
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah, can't wait to go again.
All right, thank you so much, Sharon.
Look forward to seeing
you
at the show.
Wow, that was nice. Get a caller to talk about that. And, boy, is this something You might come back every year or every couple years, or it just depends how it goes.
It depends how it goes. You know, one of the beauty of our shows is we opened December 19th here, and we announced for 3 weeks. And now we're on sale through the 27th, and that's 6 weeks.
Oh, wow.
So,
really?
You know, if the demand stays there, we have the flexibility that
we can
stay a little bit longer. This particular production started touring a little over a year ago. And our company is based in Montreal. And so that was our first city with this show. We went from Montreal to Atlanta, Miami, Florida, up to Toronto. and then we went down to Monterey, Mexico, which
really?
Was fantastic. And we came here to the Valley. And so we stay in places for quite a while, so we don't necessarily hit a lot of cities in a year. So it's kind of like, catch us now, because not sure it's going to be a couple of years before we can get back.
Yeah, yeah. Well, especially if it gets more popular, more in demand. That's why people need to see it right now.
Absolutely.
Especially, you know, I haven't seen it yet. Looking forward to seeing it. However, I have seen Cirque du Soleil shows, and they amaze me, especially Ka, right, Greg? We saw that.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, what they can do, and I'm sure this is a show very similar. It's like you watch it, you go, how do they do that?
Well, one of the things that we have, and it's part of the technology that helped us in the Big Top, is we were able to create such a structure that it can hold such weight that we have a full-size merry-go-round that descends onto the stage. And the horses bring out some acrobats and the singer, and the acrobats start doing all of these incredible lifts and moves. You mentioned Jason Statham, because Jason Statham does this kind of stuff where he like grabs a pole and balances, you know, 90 degrees. Our guys do that, you know, for breakfast, you know. So they're up there doing all these incredibly beautiful athletic moves. And while on a merry-go-round that's going around and the horses are going up and down,
is that right?
You know,
How cool is that?
It's going around in a circle and it's beautiful.
How long does it take to set something like this up? I mean, you got to get the tent going.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably so many other things that I'm not even aware of. But to give the listeners a little bit of appreciation, like you just don't put a tent up, I'm sure.
Yep.
There's a lot of stuff goes into that.
There is quite a bit. It takes us about 2 weeks to build all the structures.
Oh,
but there's
right.
about 3 or 4 weeks before that we start working on the land. So the land that we go to, we start to work and flatten out the land. We may bring in some gravel, some dirt to be able to make the land be able to support. That was an interesting thing that we found in Monterrey, Mexico, is, you know, we started to put things up and things started to sink. So we needed to fix that a little more. So there's a lot of research that goes into what the, you know, actual science of it all, and I'm not the science guy, so I don't understand all of this stuff. But to be able to put the structures and handle all the weight,
wow!
It takes about a week for us to tear it down, and then we've got to ship it all. So in the couple weeks it's building, we're putting up the white big top, and that's 10 stories tall.
Oh.
So you see the skyline, and then you see about another half dozen other tents. It's a whole village that we create. And those are tents for the stables where all the horses live. There's another tent that we call artistic warm-up. It's split between half of it's for the – or a third of it's for the artists where they can warm up and there's costumes and backstage for them. And then the other two-thirds is where the horses where they can rehearse and they can warm up and cool down.
Incredible.
Yeah. And then we've got a couple of VIP experiences where you can come with a VIP package. You can come before the show, have dinner. It's an open bar. And it's a really exclusive, nice little nice lounges with an outdoor area. You have the best seats to the show. Intermission, you come back and you have dessert.
Is that right?
And then after the show, you have an opportunity to go tour the stables and meet some artists. And so it's really this experience. And what people tell us, and sometimes, you know, I find myself doing this and I work there. You know, people tell us they step onto the property and they feel like they're transported somewhere else. And
wow.
It's a little village that just
well,
comes out of nowhere.
That's what Sharon said. She felt like it was a dream.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Why don't we take a quick break right now? When we come back, let's continue our discussion with Andy Perez, the publicist for, I'm going to say the last one, Greg, Adesayo. You say the first
Valius.
One.
Valius.
Hey, you're good at that.
All right.
All right, now let's say the whole thing. Cavalius Adesayo. All right, Andy, we'll be right back talking with you again. You're listening to the magazine, Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine, 2 to 4 every Thursday, and we're talking with Andy Perez, publicist for Cavalius Adesayo, a great show that's through January 27th. Scottsdale, you got to see this thing. It sounds phenomenal. If you like Cirque du Soleil especially, you're going to love this. We'll be right back.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074 to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
And online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762 or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
At Beerenbaum & Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine, every Thursday from 2 to 4. And, of course, Breakthrough Thinking 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 2 to 4. And we're here in studio with Andy Perez from Cavalius Adesayo.
Ooh, nice.
I could be like the ringmaster, whatever you call it. And ladies and gentlemen, boys of girls of all ages. Oh, that's a circus.
That's a circus.
That's a different thing. The Cavalius Adesayo. I'm going to be dreaming about that one.
We could find some work for you.
Yeah, there we go.
There's always room in the stables.
Right? This is really cool. And you're talking off there a little bit that, you know, this 80,000 gallons of of water that come into play. It could be drained in, you said, only 15 minutes?
Yes, it takes about...
That's unbelievable. How does that work? You have a system of some sort.
Yes. So that's part of the whole setup of when we set up the ground before we start building all the tent structures, is that we have to be able to create a system of pipes and plumbing to enable to, in order to flood the stage. And then we put a mixture of dirt and fiber, and that's and sometimes sand, for the stage. It is able to help flood the stage quickly. And then,
wow,
it, most importantly, especially on two show days, drain it in 15 minutes. So that water all disappears, and then we can prepare the ground for the next show and – you know, that the all the performers and horses can use.
That is just simply magnificent. That in itself has got to be remarkable, Greg.
Nice. And also you were mentioning about the acrobats, just how quickly they flip.
Oh, yeah. And now where were they from?
There's a troop of acrobats there from Guinea, and that's in West Africa. And it's a really interesting story. These guys are flip, like, across the stage. They run and they do, like, 8-9 flips in a row. And they move so quickly, and they're flipping so quickly that your eye, it's like watching a cartoon, your eye doesn't catch up with it. And you start to see just like the whir. And I know when I look at it, I have to like shake my head and go, wait a minute, you know, are my eyes going on me? I know I'm getting older, but really. But these guys are really incredible. There's a cool story that one of the acrobats, his name's Yamusa, was working in Montreal, and he was working on our tent crew. And he went to our owner, Normand Latourel, and said, hey, are you ever looking for acrobats? And that's before we were developing this show, Odiseo. Normand said, yeah, you know, I'm always looking for talent. And he said, oh, you know, I've got this troupe back in Guinea in my village. And he gave Normand a video. Armand liked what he saw, sent, you know, one of our talent people there to go visit and scope this out. Armand said, hire six guys, you know, to be in the new show.
Wow.
Or six people. And the talent person got there, and the village was on this little tiny island off the coast, and they had to get on this very overcrowded boat that looked like it was going to sink any moment. And he takes the boat out to the island, and the entire village is there on the beach waiting. And the six people that he thinks he's going to audition are now like 30 people.
Yeah.
And it is all cousins, brothers, and it's really this extended family of acrobats. And for pretty much their whole life, they've been performing on the beach as a way to support themselves and also to play. It wasn't necessarily something that their families wanted them to do. And they were – they one of their goals is to build a school there to teach other kids acrobatics.
Oh, wow, really?
And so when we were looking to hire six and 30 were there, and Normand decided, oh, well, you know, take a dozen. So we hired a dozen.
Ouch.
And these guys came out on the road, and many of them had never been out of Guinea, West Africa, and they're amazing people and amazing artists. And part of the work that they do, they send money back home to build that school.
See, blessings come in so many different ways that you can never imagine. Look, you bless the people from Guinea to come out here.
Mm-hmm.
Generate some income to send back to build a school to help others.
And they're blessing us by really
performing.
They're some of the most amazing talent that I've seen. And really, we are, like I said, our show is based in Montreal, and we have artists from all across North America,
wow,
but Europe, South America, and now Africa. And so we really keep an eye out for talent. And these guys... You know, if Ed Sullivan was still around, he'd be their opening act every week, you know?
You remember Ed Sullivan?
Well, you know.
Really?
Somebody told me about that.
That's amazing. Yeah. This sounds just phenomenal. And again, it's here till January 27th. How do people get in touch, get tickets? How does this whole thing work?
There are a few ways. You can go to our website, which is cavalia.net, and that's C as in Charlie, A V as in Victor, cavalia.net. You can also give us a call at 866-999-8111. It's a toll-free number, and our customer service can help you there with answering questions and purchasing tickets. And our box office in front of the Big Top is open every day from 9 to 9 with the staff there. And a lot of people come in and just to ask questions and to, you know, figure out exactly what they want with the show. It's such a different experience than going to a regular theater or to a smaller tent show like a Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
That it's one of those things that you're making a memory mm-hmm. by attending the show. And we see people taking their photos and posting them on Facebook and everywhere. And it's really incredible because these are the things that you take your family or your date or your spouse or whatever, and these are the things that you talk about for a long time. It's like you remember that. And for me, one of the things that I love about, you know, being a part of these shows is the way I was inspired by shows when I was younger and the possibilities that could be. And our show celebrates that bond between horses and mankind. And horses helped build our world.
Yeah.
And together, we accomplished a lot. The show really makes you appreciate the potential that each of us have to be able to do something. I may not be able to flip, you know, fast that you can't see me fully. I may not be able to ride a horse, you know, at 30 miles an hour while, you know, standing on top of it.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, a world is open to you. And whether it's children, whether it's adults, senior citizens, you see our show and you walk out of it and going, wow, you know.
Because things they didn't even think were possible, right?
Absolutely.
Like creating that 80,000-gallon lake in 3 minutes?
Yeah. And then
I can't even imagine that.
And if you think about it, we all love our big-screen TVs. Well, we have the biggest screen TV you can possibly have. Three IMAX screens joined together to make a backdrop. You know, that's the scenery. And what you're looking at on the stage is you feel like, you know, we go to it's a forest backdrop and you feel like you're in a forest. It's the desert backyard. You feel like you're in the desert or an ice cave. There's a whole waterfall scene, and that's where the lake starts to come in.
Oh, really?
And you know, between the sound effects and the music playing and the imagery, you know, you start to feel like, wait a minute, am I feeling the spray? Wait a minute, am I at Niagara?
Yeah.
You know, so it's a cool experience.
So here's how my take on it. It's where special effects meets reality.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. James Cameron, the director of Titanic
Great movie.
Avatar, yeah. Thank you. I'm just thinking the blue people, you know, starring Irma Stone.
Irma Stone.
Exactly. You know, James Cameron came to see our show and said, you know, and he's the guy that is breaking ground, you know, in film. And going to new levels. And he said, you guys are breaking ground in live entertainment. And this is where, you know, things are headed. And so we feel very fortunate to be able to come together as artists and technology and put it all together and, you know, unite it all. And it's something that you're not going to see it watching a TV screen. You're not going to see it at a movie theater. You're not going to see this, you know, anywhere else. This is something, seeing Cavalli's Odisseo is something you don't have an opportunity to always see something like this.
Well, especially, you know, movies, and I do honor all these directors and so on with special effects, but they have a second opportunity if it didn't work the first time.
Right.
A live performance, you got to be right on the button.
Oh, exactly. That's one of the beautiful things about the shows because, you know, horses are horses, you know, and a horse is going to do what it wants. And, you know, horses do a lot of different things, whether it's and you don't need to know anything about horses and what they're do what they're doing. But we do everything from classical dressage movements to jumping to, you know, trick riding to Roman riding.
Oh, wow.
But if the horse decides, or one of the 56 decides, I'm going to stop and, you know, nibble on some scenery or nibble on another horse. Or one of the things that I didn't know about horses is they like to lay on their back like dogs.
Really? And, I didn't know
and
that.
And wiggle. You know how the dogs do that and they are scratching themselves? Horses do that.
So in the middle of a show, all of a sudden
they could do that.
They will start doing that, and that's the beauty of live shows.
Just got to work it in as part of the plot,
exactly,
or the show,
and the audience loves it. The more that stuff happens, the audience loves it because you know that spontaneous moment. You know. James Cameron has take two. We've got, one take per show.
Incredible. Well, Andy Perez, thank you, publicist, for Cavalius Out of Sale.
All right.
Hey, I'm doing good.
Out of sight.
Out of sight. Now I'm going to forget. Uh-oh. Out of Sale. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Cavalius Out of Sale. And again, through January 27th, let me give the website out. It's cavalia.net.
Correct.
And or call 866. This is toll free. 866-999-8111, 866-999-8111. I'm sure, I guess there's probably tickets still somewhat available.
There's great seats available for every show.
And yeah. You got the VIP seating. That sounds really good with the dinner and the
It's cool. You don't have
dessert.
To think about anything. And,
yeah.
And one of the greatest opportunities is to go meet the horses in the stable. And
that is cool stuff.
We have 10 different breeds of horses, 56 horses.
Oh.
And, you know,
unbelievable.
Some people are – there are a lot of horse folks here in the valley.
Oh, they really are.
And
yeah.
It's fantastic to come hear their stories, and they get so excited. But then there are the folks who are like, I've never been near a horse. I grew up on the west side of Chicago myself, So
yeah.
The only time I saw a horse was with a cop on top.
Yeah.
Right. So,
And you were hoping not to see that very
exactly.
often.
Exactly. So, coming to something like this is a pretty magical experience.
Amazing. Cavalius Out of Sale, Scottsdale and the 101, right?
Yep.
Wow, that's a nice location, too. Andy Perez, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon, and good
Great.
Luck on this.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
We can't wait to see it ourselves, and we'll talk to you again soon. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll do some more of the magazine, maybe some sports news. We'll see. That's always entertainment, and we'll be right back.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for ServiceMaster Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. And just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074 to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Hirschberger Assisted Living Home for the Elderly, whether it's a need to recuperate after surgery or just need daily assistance to enrich their life, you can trust that your loved one is being well cared for. Our caregivers are fully licensed by the Arizona Department of Health. An experienced team of professionals provide expert medical care, including physical, occupational, and recreational therapy. wound care, medication management, nutritional support, and personal care. All faiths are welcome. Hertzberger Assisted Living Home, founded in 1997, will provide your loved ones a quality of life with loving care. Call Shirley Hertzberger today at 602-314-6937. That's 602-314-6937, or visit the website ahomewithshirley.com. Hertzberger Assisted Living, home is where the heart is.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
And online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine, every Thursday from 2 to 4. And, of course, Breakthrough Thinking's on Monday through Friday with other programming 2 to 4. And, again, thank you to Andy Perez, the publicist for Cavalius Odiseo, a great show live. It's like a Cirque du Soleil. The fact one of the founders of Cirque du Soleil really produced this show direct and got it together. And it's through January 27th, so you definitely want to check this out. Sounds amazing, Greg, the way he described this. We can't wait to see it.
Absolutely. Well, driving by the 101 in Scottsdale, you see the big tent set up for there. And, it sounds outstanding. I know a lot of people that haven't gone out yet have seen, you know, some commercials about it. And
oh, yeah.
Definitely been interested in going. But definitely check it out, cavalia.net, so you could get your tickets and get out there.
Or you could call, actually, 866-999-8111. 866-999-8111. Definitely get out there. Sounds amazing. Acrobats, music, 80,000 gallons of water seeps in 3 minutes.
In the background, as Andy was mentioning, it's like, you know, equivalent to three IMAX screens.
I can't even imagine
the screens they have. Yeah, it's unbelievable. From what I'm hearing, not just from Andy, but you know, people that have seen it. And definitely looking forward to getting out there.
All right, so our last part of the magazine show, it's, of course, entertainment, and sports is entertainment. Of course, Greg, you are happy. Why?
Well, absolutely. Well,
just to be. Okay, but you're also happy because of hockey.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah, as we've been talking about for over a week, you know, obviously with hockey, NHL season starting on January 19th, and, of course, training camp opening on Sunday. Of course, the NHLPA is, you know, we talked about yesterday during Breakthrough Sports. So we're having a little special 15-17 minute edition of sports right now, and strictly based on hockey. And you know, it's obviously exciting. The NHLPA over tomorrow and Saturday, they will be ratifying the new CBA. And should be done by Saturday, of course, and then so we'll be good to go. Training camp Sunday, most of it will be medicals, off-ice stuff, and then Monday, on-ice stuff for the teams out there. So, you know, it's exciting. Obviously, when you kind of take a look around the league, you know, everyone was shocked yesterday, of course, and we kept saying this on the Breakthrough Sports. You know, the Toronto Maple Leafs, of course, firing Brian Burke as general manager. He does stay on as a special advisor, but Dave Nonis, assistant GM, takes over there in Toronto. And it's going to be interesting to see, because right now, you know, general managers can talk to each other, of course, but you know, you can't see any trades yet, but there's going to be a lot of shuffling, probably as soon as Sunday, because Saturday, when it's officially ratified by the PA, again, the Board of Governors did that yesterday, so it passed 100%. It will pass with the PA, and probably Sunday when camp opens, we'll be able to see that movement start. Not saying we're going to go and see, you know, big-time trades and whatnot, but there's a lot to do, you know, in terms of evaluation. You know, if you have some players fighting for spots on teams, and you know, then when it does come to trades, you know, we might see quite a bit of minor movement. We may have seen teams, you know, that before the lockout maybe laid the groundwork to some potential moves, and now that it's coming to an end, of course, maybe we will see some trade movement. You know, some are predicting we could see a huge flurry, even if we see a huge flurry of trades again. Not saying there'll be, you know, massive blockbusters, but I will say this. If we do see any blockbusters, obviously one could involve Roberto Luongo leaving the Vancouver Canucks. Vancouver's not going to trade him for nothing, though. You know, if they have to, they'll hold on to him to play there and probably back up Corey Schneider in this case now. But, you know, that's something to watch out for, of course. Toronto is very interested in Luongo's services. And, you know, I know there were some reports yesterday, perhaps the Philadelphia Flyers might be interested. Now, I know General Manager Paul Holmgren basically shot that down, but he also, well, any GM really will shoot anything down, but especially, you know, when they traded Jeff Carter and Mike Richards and, you know, some of their other moves, he'll say absolutely not, and then, you know, the next day it will happen. So, you know, obviously anything's possible. You know, perhaps the Flyers, you know, the kind of the fun speculation that people are throwing out there. Again, not saying there's any truth to it, but it's, you know, Flyers trade for Luongo, and then this summer when new special buyout opens up, they could go ahead and buy out Ilya Bryskalov, making him a free agent. And, of course, that won't count against their cap. So, again, that's just rumor going around. My take is I doubt that will happen. I'll stick with what Paul Holmgren's saying this time because, you know, as a team, they'd have to give up a decent amount to get Luongo, and there's risk involved. And, you know, who knows? Perhaps Bryskalov will rebound this year. Had a tough year last year with the Flyers. They had a tough year in general defensively. And I will say this, and I said it when Bryskalov, you know, when his rights got traded over to Philadelphia, of course, and then obviously signing there. He obviously a couple years back with the Coyotes, he had, you know, he was a Vezina Trophy finalist. Other than that, though, he was a good goaltender, a top 10 goalie, which is fantastic. But not a top three, just that one year when he was a Vezina finalist. Other than that, very good, number one, but not a top 10 goaltender. So, I'm sorry, not a top three goaltender, more of in the top 10 mold. So, you know, if he can get back to that level for the Flyers as being maybe a top 10, top 15 goaltender, and that's what they should expect, then, you know, they should be fine. I think for them it would be better for them to take that risk. And if he does struggle again, then perhaps, you know, obviously when the summer comes and they are eligible to buy him out, then perhaps they will, and then they could look at a new goaltender at that time. But, you know, I think it would be kind of risky with Luongo, and everything Luongo's gone over as well, with, you know, in Vancouver and all the trade rumors. And he still played very well, but, you know, so there's a lot to that. So that's stuff to watch out for. But again, other than that, I would say if there is movement and if there is a flurry of movement, you know, we'll see probably minor movement. But if there is major movement other than Luongo, I think we could be looking at some surprise movement, not throwing any names out there from any specific teams. But that's kind of the sense and the speculation I get, that maybe there could be some surprise movement perhaps, you know, maybe a big name if they are moved that you wouldn't expect to be moved, perhaps. So we'll see kind of what happens there. And, of course, earlier today, you know, unfortunately, Dave couldn't be out there, of course, because the show today, but the Phoenix Coyotes, you know, held a press conference, and I believe Mike Neely, Don Maloney, Dave Tippett there at 2 o'clock, so a couple hours ago, of course, discussing everything. So, you know, everyone's excited. Players, you know, everyone getting back into town. And, you know, of course, for the Coyotes, a lot of players were here, you know, during the lockout. Not just Coyotes, but obviously players from other teams, you know, getting together at the ice den and, So, you know, that's huge, though, for the players that were here, because there was quite a few Coyotes. And, you know, obviously under a Dave Tippett system, you know, as we talked about yesterday with team chemistry, it's already phenomenal. But that helps even more, and that will help towards hopefully for them flying out of the gate, because in a 48-game season, you have to really fly out of the gate. You know, if you get off to a tough start, it might be tough to make that up. If you have a prolonged losing streak, perhaps, throughout the season, you know, then you obviously could have some issues, especially, again, everyone always gets on me for saying this, even though they agree with it, but I always use the word parity, just how amazing it is now in the National Hockey League. But kind of looking around the league in general, we left off on Breakthrough Sports yesterday. We were talking about, because it's been so long, you know, with the lockout, you know, during the offseason, of course, you know, Rick Nash obviously joining the New York Rangers. We brought up a bit that should be a big help for them. Obviously, a phenomenal offensive player, great goal scorer. And, you know, and the Rangers, because they good asset management throughout the last few years, you know, even they gave up, I wouldn't say a ton, but for them, it's really not a big loss when you look at last year. When you look at a guy like Brandon Dubinsky, he had a tough year. I believe, I don't have it in front of me, but a shooting percentage was pretty bad last year. So he wasn't horrible. But here's a guy that can do a lot of things, and he could score a bit. Normally is a guy that could score 20, 25 goals. So, you know, but again, he struggled last season for the Rangers in that, you know, that department. But another huge piece, obviously, in the move, a young defenseman, Tim Erickson, who's a good defensive prospect. But the thing is, the Rangers are so deep on the back end that, you know, there may not have been a spot open for him anyway. So it's not something that they'll miss. It's at, you know, the asset management comes in there. And so that's why, obviously, it's huge for them. You know, Anisimov also goes over to Columbus, of course. And, you know, good third-line player, should help the Blue Jackets, and then also a first-round pick. But when you look at that trade, we talk about the Columbus Blue Jackets sometimes, because obviously they struggled last year. After they traded Jeff Carter, you know, they obtained Jack Johnson, first-round pick, they played better. And, you know, obviously Rick Nash was on the team at the end of the year, but they were much better, you know, last 15, 20 games of the season or so. And, you know, you look at this trade, and at the time that the trade was made, everyone was kind of scratching their heads. Like, well, you know, he held out so long with trading Nash. You know, GM Scott Housen, you say, hey, well, you know, We need to be just wowed, you know, get a great trade, even though it was inevitable he was getting moved. He had asked to be moved. And then you look at the trade and you go, well, they got some nice pieces, but is that the best in terms of asset value they could have got for Rick Nash? And I'll say no, but I will say this, is that if Brandon Dubinsky could get back on track, you know, Tim Erickson could crack their defensive corps, and Anisimov, you know, will be fine, second, third line. You know, there's some depth that they got from that. And I think the huge move for Columbus, of course, is bringing in John Davidson into the organization. As you see, when Davidson took over in St. Louis and in his role, it was unbelievable, because they were coming off a year where I believe they were last in the league in points, or at least near the bottom. And then he brings them up and they become a playoff team. And then last year, one of the top teams in the league, they you know, they won a playoff round. They lost a round two. But, you know, over three, 4 year period, you know, just all the progress they made. And I expect Columbus to make quite a bit of progress. They've had some issues with drafting. You know, maybe I shouldn't say with that, but part of it is the development of some of their young players that they've had come up through their system. A guy like John Davidson is going to turn everything around throughout the organization. And so I see Columbus as a team, you know, not quite this year, but if they can feed off how they played at the end of last year, and now with Davidson on board running things in the organization, they're a team also to watch within the next couple years. So it's going to be exciting for the fans there in Columbus, because, yeah, they, you know, Rick Nash is gone. But as a team in general, over the next few years, they'll pick back up with Davidson there. And then a young up-and-coming team in the Western Conference who we're always waiting to break out, and that, of course, is Dave. Here, have a little guess. A young up-and-coming team.
Edmonton.
There you go. The Edmonton Oilers.
Like they could start off really quick, and if they run quick.
Possibly this season. Maybe they get back to the playoffs in a short 48-game season. Obviously, first overall pick, Neil Yakupov, will be on the team, of course. And, their first overall pick the year before, Ryan Nugent Hopkins, had a nice rookie year, battled some injuries there. But did very well, of course. And then their first overall pick from the year before, Taylor Hall, battled some injuries, of course. But another bright young star, Jordan Eberle. And we still laugh because the last 3 years they've had the first overall pick. And that's tough. But on the other hand,
Justin Schultz?
Justin Schultz, obviously he was signed on July 1st. And, that's huge, adding him to the back end. He's done phenomenal in the American Hockey League this year with the Oklahoma City Barons, the Oilers minor league team. He'll definitely be a Rookie of the Year candidate because with all that offensive firepower they have, all those great young forwards, he'll break the puck out of the zone and he'll have them flying up ice. He'll a ton of assists on the power play, getting the puck to the net, so he's going to have a nice season. He's obviously never played in the NHL, but he's one of the top young defensemen that's not in the league yet, but obviously he will be here shortly as of the 19th. So, the Oilers have a lot to look forward to, but again, defensively, they have some other good young defensive prospects coming up, but not quite there yet. So the key will be if Devin Dubnyk in net, you'll see this guy still a game or two, but then he'll flounder back down. If he can be up to the task and, who knows? We'll see. Maybe that can be enough to get them in. But obviously, offensively, they have a ton of firepower. So Edmonton's going to be a team to watch. They got off to a great start last year, struggled. Real quick, I know we got to go here in a
Minnesota.
Second. Not Minnesota. But a quick tidbit is last year, if you put every team's first 48 games together, there was only one team that was out of a playoff spot that ended up making it. Dave, who was that team?
That was the Phoenix Coyotes.
Absolutely was. So, obviously, it's a different situation last year because you knew there'd be a full 82 games. So, with personnel changes and whatnot, you run things differently. But it's key, definitely, to get off to a fast start. Coyotes are the type of team that could do that, under a Dave Tippett system. And we'll see how it goes. But, of course, tomorrow with Breakthrough Sports, of course, at 2 o'clock, Mike Neely will
President
be on the show.
President and CEO Mike Neely, right at 2 o'clock, talking about what's going on. And Mike's a great guy, we're excited to have Mike on tomorrow. Wow, can you believe it? That wraps it up. This is Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine, every Thursday.
I always lose track of the days, too, because 5 days a week, but they're all different types of shows. So.
Thank you to Joseph Erdo.
Hi, Ardo.
And, of course, Andy Perez from Cavalier's Odiseo. And this is really exciting. Get out there and see this great show, Scottsdale 101. That is Cavalier's Odiseo. And great.
Check out cavalier.net. You can get tickets. They also have the phone number on there as well to call.
Yes, and I believe, I don't have that with me. I think it's 866, what,
99-8111. Yeah, everyone's on the internet nowadays anyways, Dave.
Anyway, we'll see everyone tomorrow. Mike Neely
Dave's
up
old.
At 2 o'clock, right on 2 o'clock tomorrow. Have a great night.